Listen to Maureen remembering the flood of 1955.
It was round about lunchtime, and Pete was coming home when suddenly there was a big explosion by the bridge. The dam had burst. When Pete heard the explosion, he ran along the track to the house. Water from the river raced past him as he tried to get to the house. When he finally got to the house, the water level was up to 90 centimetres. The next thing that happened was, it was getting close to night now, and we put our mattresses up on the kitchen table, and we sat up there, and Toby was lying in his baby basket beside us on another table, and he had a wonderful time. He kept laughing because the water was bubbling up through the floor. Well, early next morning on the Friday, Pete's father, Tom Stowe, and the neighbour, Mr. Clark, came along in the boat and they paddled in through our kitchen door. As we walked over to the kitchen door to hop into the boat, the water was over our knees. Then we went up to Pa and Nana's house, just along the road from us. They had never had water in their house, and soon it was in there too. So we got into the boat again and paddled up to the Clark's place. Now, Mrs. Clark and Miss Spencer were in the house and they suggested that I have a rest, which was very nice of them. They put a little bed on the floor for our son, Toby, and before long I could hear the water making noises under the house. So I got out of bed, and before midnight we had to make 3 trips in the boat to get everyone from the house to the hay shed, which was not very far from the house. The water flowing past was so strong, it nearly took us to Morpeth. Finally, after 3 hours, we were all sitting on top of the hay shed, out of the water.